12.
Third year of station.
So glad to be here.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, have we just, you know, blah, out everything?
Except for thank you, Eric Woodstrom and his guests on Friday.
Mary Modi, Mike Frank. That's right.
That was so cool.
Thank you so much. We had comments on that, in fact, already. It was a good show. Now, this week, we're going to start off with Enjoy Magazine, but we're starting off the year with our representatives going to be here, Jim Nielsen, Doug LaMoffa. We're going to be hitting what's going on hard this year. This is going to be a big year. This 2012. It's going to be a great year for the North State, but it's also going to be a big year, big election year. So we're going to be really following a lot of that, everything that's going on, so we can keep you, or offer you the people to listen to, the people you can ask questions to, so you can make up your own mind. You don't need us to tell you what to think or what to do, because that's not what we do. We're going to offer you a set of, we're going to offer you a voice, and just like we have for the last 2 years, there's no changes there. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's January the 2nd. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
The cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petit Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petit Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the Toast Across America cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Woo! Free Fire Radio.
Tell me that's not a great bump.
January the 2nd, 2012. Keep saying it to yourself. This is going to be a great year. This is going to be a great year. We are streaming on the video, too. Bad Bob, tell them how to find that.
Livestream.com/Free Fire Radio, or when you get to the live stream site, simply type in the search box Free Fire Radio, and you'll be treated to a brief commercial, and then the feed should start.
Can I ask? I want to ask our chat packer. By the way, good morning, everybody. You know, so many people are turned off by New Year's resolutions. And I know that I have not committed to New Year's resolutions in probably 2 or 3 years. But I have this year. So curious to, in this hour, coming up hours, we're talking about all the different things that, you know, rub you wrong or rub you right. And Carl's got a bunch of stuff there to get ready on his rant page. He's really, can you hear that? What is your New Year's resolution? Just share with us.
Let's start easy. Let's start with Bad Bob. Come on, Bad Bob. I know you must have a resolution.
Well, lose 50 pounds again.
Okay. Now, do you want us to help you with that?
I could probably use all the help I could get. Are you going to send me to Paris?
No, I'm going to get a wet towel, and I'm going to chase you around outside with you being naked and just keep hitting you. Here's what we'll do, though.
There's a law against that.
No. Okay, now here's my resolution. I am going to organize my stuff. You know, it seems like since I've come to Reading and gotten married, my whole life has, I mean, clothes, gear, everything. The only thing that's organized is in the safe.
Yeah, that's
where
true.
I can't get to it.
Your safe is
so
organized.
My safe is organized with everything, but everything else needs to be organized.
It's a big feat.
What about you all, chat backers? What do you got that needs to be organized?
Well, I said that before we went into the new year, that I really want to work on sending my thank you notes and getting my address book in order and actually sending a written thank you note, because I have really bad handwriting and always have, and I just really want to focus on it. It's about calming. I think there was a time in my life I could actually calm myself and write better than I have in a long time. So that and I do too. I want to feel better. I want to get back the feeling of being my back being strong, and you know that's just about really working out. And I think the older we get, what I'm experiencing is that my muscles aren't as strong as they used to be. You just can't. I'm sure you have great muscle. We all have great muscle memory if you've ever been an athlete. And I used to dance all the time or run, and I have it. So I really want to get the feeling of my up, that strength, that inner core and my back. And I know that I could do that in a month. I could really get the feeling of, wow, I'm getting strong again. But it's just about really sticking with it. So that's a goal for me this year as well. I think once you start to feel strong, just about everything else is okay.
If you're healthy. And you feel strong. Yeah. You can be injured, but be healthy.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Hey, let's go to our you know what? Our very first caller of 2012, Jay.
Good morning.
The yellow cap philosopher. Hi. Jay.
Da-da-da. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you all today?
Good. Happy New Year.
What's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, doing great. I picked up your friend Karen, a very nice lady, over at Red Lion on New Year's Eve.
They were coming back after being up at
Was Sherry with her? Was it Sherry and Karen?
Yes, it was the double trouble. very nice ladies, it was a lot of fun. You know, I could tell they had quite the party over there. They said you two spent the night over there. So
yes.
It was very, very nice. Any friend of Carl Lind is a friend of mine. In fact, I came out that night because I'm one of those guys who believe that if you want something done, you do it yourself. So
okay.
I made sure that they were picked up and taken care of because they said they were friends of Carl Lind's. And I got to tell you, a lot of people were smart and called us. We had a ton of runs. I had 16 runs in a 5-hour period.
Wow.
Well, you know what?
Thank you, Jay.
It goes right along with seeing that DUI arrest or way up in Shasta County. And it's, you know, we've got new bars. We've got bars running. We have the police out, you know, a few more police on the road. And I tell you what, putting a drunk driver off the road ought to be a priority. And that's why, you know, people like yourself, Jay, people need to call you all anytime that there's parties or anything going on like that.
I saw 10 pullovers and at least 4 towaways in a 5-hour period on New Year's Eve.
How many towaways? Say those numbers again.
I saw myself personally stop 10 pullovers and at least 4 tow trucks going away with cars that were not the same cars.
Wow.
In a 5-hour period. And that's just what I saw running around, not looking or comparing notes. That's just what I saw, just, you know, randomly.
Wow.
So the police were out in force. They were handling their business. And but like I said, we had a lot of people. At one point, we had up to 25 people holding at the same time.
We had
all hands on deck. All of our cars were out, and we were running like an admin and taking care of people. Anyway, I just wanted to say it's wonderful to be your first caller, and I really enjoy what you guys have done with the station, and keep it up.
Hey, Jay, thank you. And thank you for taking care of our friends. We know that even though they had transportation coming back from Anselmo, they had a coach that took them to and from, that they were going to get back about 1 or 1:30. Oh, what do? Well, Jay, here's the number. And, Jay, you made it happen. You picked them up. You took them back. I just, you know, that really rests easy. Thank you so much. That's what we want to hear this morning. You know, what happened to you? How do you feel about the beginning of the year? What happened to you over New Year's? We've got to take a break here. Carla and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the battle on the river? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents Battle on the River Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, January 21st at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading with local fighter Bill Whittler. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 21st. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again in 2012 with the Battle on the River. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on January 21st, presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Battle on the River, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
Battle on the River.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It seems we're always trying to answer the age-old question, what's the perfect car? But as our needs change, so does the answer to that question. Finding the right car insurance from a State Farm agent is the answer to your car insurance, and now State Farm is giving qualified policyholders a discount of up to 35% on car insurance. So whether you have a claim or just a simple question, see a State Farm agent today.
Call State Farm agent Jeff Avery at 243-4600.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Yes, we are still here. The voice of stability. 7:25 in the morning, January 2nd, 2012. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we are streaming live, KCNR1460.com. We're chatting live. Good morning, Jaws. Welcome home.
Welcome home.
And we are live streaming our video out on live stream. Just
hello,
go to live
everybody.
Stream and say Free Fire Radio. Is that right there, Bad Bob?
That is correct.
Well, you know what? I had all the stuff I was going to rant about, but I'd rather listen to John Dixon.
John,
good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Morning.
Good morning, Bad Bob. Good morning, Diane. Good morning, Bob Martin. Did I get it all in there?
Hey, good morning, John.
I think there's
how was your New Year's?
We have a homeless guy walking through here now and then.
How was your New Year's? Are you ready to hit it hard?
I am ready.
Hey, John. John, I want to know right now at the beginning of the year, are you running for city council?
No.
Supervisor?
No.
President?
I'm not running
President?
For anything, but
okay.
I'm definitely going to be supporting some people who are running, and I'm going to campaign vigorously for various candidates, and I'm also going to campaign against a few people. And we'll hear more about that as the year goes
okay.
along, no doubt.
Love
wanna,
it.
As long as it's done civilly, as you always do.
Wow.
So what's up? What'd you call for?
Well, what I really call for is I want people to be aware that once again there is a prison facility being proposed for Shasta County. The county is looking for a grant of $33 million.
I saw that.
To build a new prison. This is not unlike the same $30 million grant that Schwarzenegger was offering various counties to build reentry facilities in their county, which were supposed to be small 800-unit beds for returning local prisoners.
Right.
Okay. But it turned out that it wasn't just going to be for local prisoners. Those were going to be the only ones that were going to be released from that facility. But they were going to house prisoners from all over the state.
Okay.
Which meant an influx of visitors for those people and whatnot. Now, I'm not against this new proposal. Times have changed. This realignment business with the prisons and returning prisoners to the county is going to be an increasing problem for housing them and for or warehousing them, if you will. But there's some real issues in this concept of the prison that they're talking about building. It has to be staffed. There's no grant proposal funding for the staffing of this. That would be coming out of the county citizens' pocket. Now, there's a lot to be said for that, too. I mean, we're creating new jobs and whatnot, but who's paying for the new jobs? The citizens of Shasta County. They're paying for the job. They'll be paying those salaries in perpetuity. And to run a full-blown prison costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it's costing over $1 million. It's costing over $1 million just to open up the one floor there.
The one floor.
Yeah.
And that's for staffing and logistics.
Yeah. So you're saying is that here's this $33 million. It's a great idea. Build a prison facility, but then Shasta County's going to have to pick up the income on it. And
exactly
it won't be,
what I'm saying.
The state won't be paying per prisoner like they have been?
Yep.
So
and
this
it's
isn't just
real
a, this
testing because of the construction work and whatnot, and the jobs will be created from that $33 million. But when that grant money runs out, we wind up behind the eight ball trying to finance the running of a prison that we and the potential increases the state's going to throw into it.
Well, I tell you what, John, are you going down to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors
Absolutely.
Tomorrow morning? How about giving us a
recap on that. Absolutely.
Especially if that question's asked, which I'm sure it will be, is who pays for it after it's built?
Well, that's got to be the major consideration behind this. And I'm not going to drag on about it.
No, wait a minute. Now, does this take the place of the jail facility we have now?
They're going to keep the floor and keep it open at least temporarily. But here's what the problem is. If you look at Susanville, they started off with the Susanville CDC up there. They were going to have a small 1,300-bed facility.
Yeah.
Now they have two full-blown prisons that are
That's the other thing. That's the other thing.
12,000 prisoners.
Yeah, this is what happened also, too, and we got a break here in just a second, once you build it, more will come.
Absolutely.
You know, if you start out with 284 beds, and then all of a sudden it becomes 500 beds, and then it becomes 1,000 beds. And then
we turn into a prison city.
Right.
Not a good idea.
No.
Okay.
Gotta go. Okay.
Enjoy. Bye.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You bet.
Thank you, John.
Happy New Year, John.
Always thanks for your
input. Give us an update tomorrow on that one. Okay. Now, when we come back, I don't know if we have guests lined up here. I mean, they're supposed to be, but then again, it's the first day of the year, and who knows where they are for the first working day of the year. Carl Lindebott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day. Miss a lot.
Texas, Liz McDonald. Here are my predictions for 2012. I think that BlackBerry may have to sell itself. There are a number of embarrassing outages at BlackBerry. People cannot use their BlackBerries, and one very important outage struck customers not only here in the United States, but also in Europe. Now, who could buy BlackBerry? Well, Google. Google is trying to ramp up its Android operating system for cell phones. Apple, basically the deal here would be to go after BlackBerry's patents. Nokia could also go after BlackBerry. Also, China Mobile could go after BlackBerry. The other prediction I have is Sears is going to have to sell itself too. It just shut 120 stores. It's shut about 171 stores since 2005. It can't get a grip on its balance sheet. Sears is the parent of the iconic American brands such as Kmart, Kenmore, and Die Hard. So this is a big deal for Sears. Who could take on Sears? Take a look at Walmart, Target, or Kohl's. Happy New Year, everybody. With the Fox Business Network, I'm Liz McDonald.
Be sure to attend the bridal guide wedding.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition, quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco & Brew?
Tobacco & Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco & Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the Toast Across America cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, 36 degrees out.
Hey, you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. I mean, it's 36 degrees out there. Go get your coffee, get those lattes, get it all. Get into that humidor. Outstanding selection of Cigars, and Joe and Shelly were at the event.
Saturday. That's right. That's Joe right. and Shelly.
Joe and Shelly were there, and they, you know, because at the event, and it was an outdoor tent.
You know what he kept saying? So I called him Bill. You know why?
Oh, Joe! Joe!
You know why? I just realized it just dawned on me
why'd
now.
Why'd you call him Bill?
Because we have Shelly and Bill from Sacramento that have been friends of mine forever and ever and ever, singer Shelly Burns.
Yeah,
and Bill Dendel, they're singers.
That's Joe.
I know. So one day I just bleh, you know, because I was in my other part of my brain. It was a, it
which
was,
is?
But
which is a lot of fun.
Shelly and Joe. They Shelly are the owners of Tobacco and Brew. And
great.
We saw them Saturday night. They looked fabulous. It was just a tremendous night with their cigar vendoring and everybody.
Yeah, you know,
it was every
casino night. And they get, you know, you had like thousands of chips. So people were watching. I was watching. Okay, Chris Reisner from Dutch Brothers. He and his beautiful wife were there, and I think his father was
owner
there.
Of and yeah. and also Danced with the Stars.
Danced with the Stars. I mean, great guy. He's going to be on the show here in a couple of weeks.
Gorgeous couple.
Nice people, really nice. And he's betting $1,000 at a time. I do this all the time when you're gambling. He goes, oh yeah, we gamble a lot. So he was joking, of course.
Oh my gosh,
it was a complete joke, and we were laughing about it because you were betting thousands of dollars.
I know these were like play chips. Of course, they came with a you know the evening. So I was just pulling out the blacks, which meant I was betting five at a time, and I was at the last seat, which people either love you or hate you. And I think they were thinking, well, that wasn't a good move. And you know, when you're doing play money, you make daring.
You make silly bets.
Silly bets.
Not just you, everybody. Hey, by the way, Indie Guy wants to know, hey Linda, with those hats, how do we know if you're having a bad hair day?
I am. I'm having a. It's been a long weekend. And I don't even look at it as a bad hair day, but I just because I'm lazy today. So good morning.
Okay. Let's get rocking here. Occupy activists are going to join the Rose Parade. They're going to target the Rose Parade. You know, they're going to say they're going to tag along at the end of the Rose Parade. I can just see this at the end of the Rose Parade when people are moving through there, and here comes the Occupy guys and girls out of the side streets and come to march. I mean, are the police going to let them do it? I mean, what you know the again. Tell me what it is about the Rose Bowl that has to be disrupted. I mean, I don't see. I mean, is it because that they don't like the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard? Is it because they don't like the Grand Marshal, who is a military veteran? Is it because they don't like the marching bands from Wenatchee, Washington? What is it? What is it about the Rose Bowl parade that they need to disrupt it?
I don't know. I think they should do something useful. Give every one of them a big orange bag and a stick and tell them pick up the trash along the way.
Give them the shovels and those 50-gallon drums on wheels and follow the horses. Then you can say on your barrel, Occupy. I mean, just...
Okay, so what's happening is regarding the Rose Parade is that they did have... You know, they're just what it is struggling anyway, just to keep the parade alive. And I know what you're talking about, the Occupy protesters, in an article, it was talking about certain people who have pulled out, 11 float sponsors pulled out this year. So they're 11.
Because of the economy.
Because of the economy.
Obama is running the Rose Bowl parade too? Okay, I'm just kidding. Okay, The Lucero recall, they're going to make their mind up tomorrow. The city of Shasta Lake is. They said they had, they turned in 1,500 signatures. They got 1,100 of them that were good. They said that tomorrow or the next week they can decide when they're going to set the date for a recall election sometime between March and April. Dolores Lucero will be on our show here very soon and to talk about that, I'm sure. You know, the other thing, too, is, I'd hate to see the Rose Bowl parade go because of that.
Well, I know it said that there's going to be a lot of attention and all of the things that we've seen and we've been reading that there's going to be a lot of tension on the Occupy. However, I did say 11 sponsors pulled out, but 8 new ones did come in. And we do think that the Grand Marshal is J.R. Martinez, the winner of Dancing with the Stars. It brought a lot
plus
of light.
Plus a wounded Iraqi veteran with, you know, that just did a great job in the show.
Absolutely.
You know, talking about great news, but then you get into this. Silas Lyons, who's a friend of ours and we think is a great guy, he said the top stories in 2011 on Reading.com, Reading.com, had to do with death and tragedy. The shooting, you know, shootings by the police, a woman walking down the road nude with her daughter. She just drowned her daughter. All these other things said that those were the top stories. Yet there is other people that have said as they sent in, they put in this whole survey of which they thought were the best stories of 2011. And the people here in the chat room saying they didn't see any of those in there. But it's when we ask ourselves, when you look at the front page of a paper, and it's a lot of it is just negative. It just isn't. I mean, it's just negative. Does it have to be? Do these stories have to be there? And what the Record Searchlight believes, it's news. And if it's news, it needs to lead.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Well, I know, and that's the old thing. If it bleeds, it leads. But is it, okay, I can understand that, somebody shot down in a shootout with the police. But, like housing industry, going down for the fourth quarter. Does that need to be front page? Is that a front page news, or is that like local news? Since it talks about local things here. I don't know. I just know is that this year, we're going to have a great year here in the North State. I want people to be thinking that. I want people to be to just have this confidence that this year we're coming back. It's going to be a big election year, and it's going to be a big business here in Reading and the North State. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Again, you don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning.
Yeah.
It's going to be partly sunny today with a high of, I always say high. I mean, like, temperatures getting to be around 60. High. And partly cloudy tonight with a low of 36. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Venues, but this portion of the show is brought to you by
R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have had that place since November 20th, 1985. If you've got a saw, a knife, router bits, shapers, axes, gardening equipment, you name it, they'll make bandsaw blades for you. They do great work, great people. What can I say about it except give them a call at 530-635-1479 or just stop by their place at 6915 East Side Road in Building 6 there in Anderson. Again, great people, have done a great job, and they, you know, guarantee their work. What can you say about it? Hey, one of our people, one of our chat room guests has announced I'm jazzed to have passed all three of my real estate exams yesterday and now on with the show. Start Woo! The year off with a success, a triumph, sharing with others for good.
Congratulations.
Good. That's, you know what?
Exciting.
Guest, great. We're proud of you.
Yeah, and it probably feels when you study and you pass an exam or pass the bar or you become part of an organization and it's in a sense of accomplishment. So congratulations. You have something to say, Bob.
You have two choices in times like these: wring your hand or move your feet.
Yeah, you know, you got to move your feet, expand, keep pushing. This is a time. This is the time to keep your head down, keep punching. You can't just take a step back and a step back and a step back, or you're going to quit. Life's going to pass you by. Congratulations. You know, yeehaw. And you know it. I hope you're having a great year, too.
Well, I think it's really important that we, remember the fact of each one of our beautiful states here that make up the United States of America, you know, it has a history of how when they came to fruition of becoming a state. And so in 1788, just to share with you, Georgia became the fourth state to enter into the United States of America. Nicknamed the Peach State for obvious reasons, Georgia is also referred to as the Empire State of the South, first explored by the Spanish, but named after King George the Second of England, Georgia became the stronghold of the Confederacy during the Civil War. Atlanta, its capital and largest city, that has been the center of commerce, communication, politics, and transportation for the southeastern region of the U.S., and like the 50 states, Georgia has a state bird, the brown thrasher, a state flower. For some reason, it's not the peach blossom, although you think it would. I think these are great. This is, you know, well, it's January 2nd. Let's congratulate them.
Did you know
them.
That Georgia was first, as a colony, was started to take people who had debtor problems to keep them out of prison? And Oglethorpe started that when the king sent them there with a bunch of people that ordinarily would have been in prison for indebtedness. And they were allowed to come to this new world and colonize and to build and become productive. That's why a lot of, you know, people are really proud of their heritage there. Yeah, I started with, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was going to go to jail, but instead came to Georgia.
Well, the Rose Society would love this, and that's great. I love you. Always have great history. In fact, we had a great weekend of people in history, but the Cherokee Rose is the state flower. But anyway,
all
so
right.
Congratulations. It was
Cherokee Rose.
On this day, January 2nd, 1788, it became the fourth state.
Okay. Let me see. Marijuana. Let's talk about marijuana just for a second. Again, out to the city of Shasta Lake, they're going to talk about marijuana. Even though they've already said it's okay to keep it there, they're going to talk about the odor that it's affecting people.
Wow.
In that. And, you know, the other things that, you know, if we get into the Medicare is going to be a huge story this year because they're saying it's going to change. That Medicare they're going to have all types of new rules that they're going to be paying more. It's going to be later when you get it, but nothing has been passed yet. Nothing's been passed yet except the new laws in California. And what can I say about those? There's been something like 40,000 new laws passed in the United States. I couldn't begin to tell you how many there are in California. But let's just start with a couple of them. This one assembly bill allows children 12 or older to seek medical care for the prevention of sexually transmitted diseases without parental consent, including vaccinations against human papillomavirus, HPV, which can cause cervical cancer. Okay, now let's think about this. This allows children 12 or older to seek medical care for prevention of sexually transmitted diseases. Does that mean then they go to Planned Parenthood, or they go to the county, or they go to doctors, or does it come from the schools that says now, okay, oh, by the way, you have STDs, or we want you to prevent having them without their parents even being told about this. Of course, isn't this the state that says you can send kids to get abortions without the parents being notified? How about this? SB, Senate Bill 746, bars children under the age of 18 from using tanning beds, even with their parents' permission. It bans them from using tanning beds. Anybody else see anything wrong with this?
We're just letting you rant, Carl. What do you think
about
it?
I'm just thinking. Well, you know what? Here's what I think. I think if you're getting into, you are allowing children 12 to get STD prevention materials, condoms, shots. And what happens if that child is allergic to that? Then what happens? Who pays for that then? Is the state going to pay for that if that child all of a sudden has medical bills because the parents didn't know? And then you turn around and you ban them from using tanning beds? At 12, they can get abortions while they're on their parents. They can get STD prevention advice. They can take shots. And yet they can't sit in a tanning bed? My Lord, what is the state coming to? What are they thinking of? They can't balance the economy. Only thing they can do is tax, tax, tax. Hello, Democrats. That's you. That's you, Democrats, that are running the Assembly, the Senate, and the state. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, Northern Lights Energy, Inc., .com or 241-2196 in Weaverville, Corning, and Reading. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Sorry about my little rant there, 7:55 in the morning, January the 2nd. 530-605-4567 is our phones, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and we have our chat room going, of course, and then, of course, our live stream, so you can see us inside the studio. We're going to be making that more of an official announcement here. Are we getting close to doing this?
In fact, yes. We'll be posting the link on our main page so that listeners will have the choice of either going into the regular chat room or the video chat room. If you have a good enough computer, you can probably do both, but you better have a fairly hefty system to pull that off. But,
we'll have a couple of our...
We'll also be taping or recording shows so that we can use the material in other projects.
Yes. Oh, good. Well, we're going to be doing that, too. We've got a lot to talk about.
Well, we
that.
Do have a few of our chat packers that have already dialed in, and you can go on our chat room, KCNR1460.com. Let's say if you're at work and you have a little window up, you can always either watch us or watch our chat room and chat in if you can. So anyway, it's always nice to have you interact with us.
Bad hair chat room. Okay, let's talk about immigrants. We just got a few minutes here. We're going to have Joy Magazine come back and talk about the great things going on in North State. Let's talk about this. AB 130 allows undocumented immigrants, illegals, to apply for privately funded scholarships if they currently meet the criteria for paying resident tuition, which is, I don't know. Similar legislation for state-funded financial aid, which means now they take your taxes, starts next year, guys. Aren't you happy? Oh, how about this? AB 207 bars school districts from requiring proof of legal U.S. residency as a condition of enrollment by mandating they accept reasonable evidence of district residency, such as a parental declaration. What if the parents are here illegally? Do you see how stupid this is? Who do we thank for that one? Oh, Tom Amiano. Oh, what a surprise that is. Democrat, San Francisco. AB 353 tackles an issue affecting undocumented immigrants, among others, illegals, by banning the impoundment of a vehicle at a sobriety checkpoint if the driver's only offense is lack of a valid license. Oh, let me see what that was. Gil Cedillo, Democrat, Los Angeles. Get this one. This is really good. It makes illegals who are attending California State University or community colleges eligible to be compensated for serving in the student government. Assemblyman Ricardo Lara, Democrat, Bell Gardens. You know, what can I say? I really can't. Here's the one about, AB 1256 bans the state, cities, and counties from requiring private employers to use the e-verify system to determine that an applicant is a legal U.S. resident. Did you just get that? And now you cannot use e-verify. Now you can hire, you don't need to use E-Verify to determine the applicant is a legal U.S. resident. If you want to do, if you're going to do business with the city or county, you had to at least say, find out if they were legals. Thanks to a Paul Fong Democrat, Cupertino, you don't have to do that anymore. Okay, this is just too much. There's more.
Are you finished?
No, I'm not finished because these are all, everything I've read to you was the Assemblyman Tony Atkins, Democrat, San Diego. Democrat, Ted Lieu, Torrance. Democrat. I know Democrats. They're not like this. I do. I know Democrats. They're not like this. They are not like this. What happens to them when they go into the Assembly and the Senate?
They have to represent their people.
I quit for the day.
Carl.
Their people? You really think their people want that? To ban children from tanning beds, to ban 18-year-olds from tanning beds if their parents say it's okay, but yet have a child 12 years old be able to get shots for that could have ramifications and side effects. Do you really think they want that? Or do you think this is just agendas?
Well, we should probably have on the Democrats, if anybody's listening that are the Democrats, that feel that these are worthy laws. Please, come on our show.
Talk to us. Come in. Change my mind.
Yeah.
I'm open.
You know,
I'm open.
You know who's out in the lobby? Can't wait to have him come on next. We've got the folks from Enjoy.
Yeah.
KCNR 1460. You've been listening to KCNR 1460. Shasta Redding. We'll be right back.
Radio, Elisa Brady. 19 Iowa cities being barnstormed by Republican presidential hopefuls today, the last full day of campaigning before the first votes of 2012. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Des Moines.
Lisa, after a weekend in Texas, Ron Paul comes back to Iowa and is in second place behind Mitt Romney in the latest Des Moines Register poll. Romney this morning taking aim at President Obama.
And he said, if I can't get this economy turned around in 3 years, I'll be looking at a one-term proposition. I'm here to collect. All right.
Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich in third and fourth place are touting themselves as real conservatives. Even in fifth place, Rick Perry thinks he'll have a good showing.
My campaign's working smoothly, and as we've worked across Iowa, we've had great crowds.
Michelle Bachmann places last in the poll. Lisa?
Thanks, Jennifer. More than 50 fires now under investigation in L.A. since last Thursday. One man in custody.
Los Angeles police are questioning a person of interest in the L.A. arson case. They detained the man early Monday after another night of suspicious fires. Officials haven't said he's their man, but he does appear to match the description of the person shown in surveillance footage released Sunday.
Fox's William Lajeunesse in L.A. A manhunt in Mount Rainier National Park, where a gunman who killed a park ranger remains on the loose. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Lisa, dozens of officers and tactical responders wearing crampons and snowshoes have fanned out over the rugged and snowy 368-square-mile park. The person of interest is Benjamin Colton, a 24-year-old Iraq War vet, allegedly suffering from post-traumatic stress and believed to have survivalist skills. His vehicle has been recovered by authorities who found weapons and body armor inside. Colton is suspected of killing Margaret Anderson after she pulled him over for speeding through a park checkpoint. About 125 people have been evacuated from the park. Lisa?
Thanks, Courtney. Fair and balanced.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available Entune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/Entune for details.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
First Family leaves Hawaii later today. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in D.C.
After about 2 weeks of golf, beach days, even a few snow cones, President Obama and family are due back in D.C. early tomorrow morning. The new year beginning much like the last one ended for the president. He'll have to try to broker a long-term payroll tax cut, deal with fresh saber rattling from Iran, and hit the campaign trail ahead of November's re-election bid. Congress officially kicks off its new year January 17th. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Iran claiming successful missile tests for a second day in the Strait of Hormuz, the key oil route it had threatened to block in protest over Western sanctions. Iranian military officials have since dialed that back, but say the missile tests prove they could control the strait. South Korea opens a window of opportunity for the North.
If North Korea shows its attitude of sincerity, a new era on the Korean Peninsula can be opened. But the North should expect a strong response to any provocative acts. So said South Korean President Lee Myung-bak in his New Year's Day message. He said with new leadership in Pyongyang, he hoped this year marks a turning point. But his and America's policy is that denuclearization talks can only go forward if the North halts its nuclear program.
Fox Radio's Bill Marcus in Shanghai. It sounds like a brain teaser. Can twins be born in different years? They can on New Year's Eve.
Chances of it happening are very slim. But it's amazing.
Jocelyn and Blake Bear's twin girls born in Florida at 11:59 p.m. Eastern, December 31st, and just after midnight, New Year's Day.
I'm not sure you can top this.
No. No, absolutely best.
A New Year's holiday for Wall Street today. Big focus this week will be the December unemployment report due Friday. Fox Sports reporting the St. Louis Rams have fired their head coach day after ending the season with a joint worst 2-14 record. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire meeting. Carl Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, January the 2nd, 2012. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we are also streaming video live on the live stream, dot Free Fire Radio. We got, who do we have on there? Who's on the screen right now? Oh, can't be me. How about our guest?
Oh, yes.
We have them on.
Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. We're going to talk about everything and enjoy. Welcome back to the program here at KCNR. And Bob, pull up the weather. It's going to be partly sunny today with our temperatures getting to be around 60 degrees, partly cloudy tonight with temperature reaching around 60. About 36. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And wanted to share with our guests, James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball, that I took an Enjoy magazine up to where we were this weekend. We went up to some friends' cabin, and there were a bunch of friends that are visiting from all over Northern California. Some other friends, actually, they're visiting them from Wisconsin, and I brought the Enjoy magazine, and I said, and the gal who owned the place said, oh, I'm so excited, it's the January issue. I said, this is one of those magazines that you want to sit down and pour on cover to cover because the articles are so great and really tells you what's going on here in the North State, and share it with the Wisconsin gal. So, and they were such a fun couple, so I just want to let you know. That's how we're going to start off. But first, and welcome to the show. Say hi.
Hello. Happy New Year.
We're going to go to the phones and talk about what's happening tonight at the meeting. Elizabeth, hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, great holidays. I hope yours were wonderful as well.
They
absolutely
were. Yeah.
Good. Well, just wanted to call real quickly. And, oh, by the way, I did shop at Enjoy the Store for Christmas this year. It's a great place.
Yay.
It is a great place.
Yeah, I highly recommend. In fact, I have to say that most of my shopping almost exclusively was done at every little privately owned boutique or store that I could find.
Well, thank you.
Well, that's the way it should be. I mean, you go to the big box stores as a last resort, and you don't ever touch what's online. So, you know what? That's the way that's going to make 2012 a good year for everybody here.
Yep, we need to support each other.
That's it.
Anyway, at the Reading Tea Party tonight, we're just going to be talking about what's coming up this year. Do a little brainstorming, get some direction, find out what the folks are interested in participating in and how they want to make a difference. It's a roundtable discussion. It's a great way to start the new year. And as always, we meet at 2570 South Bonneview Road at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so that's tonight at 6 p.m.?
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road. That's the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Super.
Great time for people to weigh in on what's coming up and what their concerns are and how they can get involved.
Great. Hey, Elizabeth, thank you very much. And it's going to be a great year. Happy New Year.
It is. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to take a quick break before somebody said here that I got mine in the mail, talking about Enjoy, and it's like Christmas to see the next magazine come out each month.
Aww.
Beautiful and classy.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Awesome. All right.
So, there you go. You know it. That
well,
was great.
We're going to talk about some of the articles that are in the Enjoy magazine and some of the inspiration behind them. I know I actually made a New Year's resolution from one of your articles that inspired me to get on top of my game. We'll be back with Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta and talking about what's going on in the North State, what's hot and Enjoy this month. We'll be right back.
In KCNR, this year.
1460.
Take time to
switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Come on. Oh, my goodness. Woo!
Incoming!
I'm telling you, incoming!
8-11. Crawling in the butt.
It's kind of like lighting that Christmas tree. You can't just do one needle.
Okay. January 2nd here. 2012. We're starting off this year with Enjoy Magazine, which is really cool because they're our favorite people here.
It is a great way to start.
Great store, local, the whole thing, of course, the magazine. But first, before we get started into that, James Masson.
Yes, sir.
What happens when you light a Christmas tree off? You know, the kind you've had in your house for like a month or maybe longer, and you go outside with, you know, hey, let's just burn this in front of our house.
I knew, but that was kind of part of the fun.
The excitement of it all.
My son, who just turned 14 New Year's Eve, I decided, you know, we live out in Cottonwood on a lot of acreage, and there's plenty of way to dispose of it, but I wanted to just make it easy instead of having to chop it. So I said, hey, son, let's take this out into the field. And, you know, it was nighttime, and I thought it would be fun. And, I knew it would burn, but...
Bonfire.
Yeah. So we took it out. We got, you know, it's all green grass for 100 miles around us as far as, because it's all flood irrigated pasture. And we got a hose just in case, too, and we put it in a clear spot. And I said, watch how fast this will go. And I took a lighter and I lit literally one pine needle, and it just kind of went flicker, 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 and then kavoosh.
Exploded.
I mean, it was unbelievable. My wife came from out of the house and was yelling that the whole world was going to catch on fire. I mean, there were flames. I thought to myself, in horror, if this was in your home and it caught fire,
yes,
there's nothing left.
There's nothing you could do.
Nothing left. You could not. I was wearing a fleece jacket, and I could literally feel the outside starting to melt, and I could smell the fumes of the jacket burning.
Wow.
Well, you know, I'm laughing about this, and I am, because you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we backed up, and I was like, and my son was like, ah!
Well, you're a sensible person. It's not like you were just, you know, I mean, can imagine, though, if somebody did this in a place that wasn't cleared.
Right.
And you took the precautions.
Yeah.
Knowing the fact that this thing could, but probably
and
not.
Even so, and I'm serious, it's flood irrigated, thick, green, like as green as you can get
not,
grass.
It's not going to burn. It was still burnt.
It was still burnt for probably a 12-foot radius around the tree. Yeah. Just completely burned to the soil.
So here, you know, we told the story.
That?
We told the story kind of in an amusing way because James was okay about what happened. Flames going 60, 70 feet in the air off one tree. But imagine, my friends, if you've got that tree still in your house, which you probably don't, but if you did, when they talk about a torch in your house that would explode like that, it's just a perfect example. Or if you decide to do what James did, is go out and burn it. Give yourself lots of room.
And especially if you had a low ceiling, because it goes so high, it would just go
horizontal. Don't burn it.
It would go horizontal.
Yeah. Don't even think about it.
Your whole house would be filled.
Yeah, I would probably just, you know, you can just put them outside, and I think that they take them. The city of Reading takes them. So.
Let them dispose of them in a different manner. But anyway, what's the moral of the story?
Watch your tree. Don't let it dry out, and get it out of the house as soon as you can.
Okay.
And don't burn it unless you've got 300 acres of nothing but green.
Don't burn it in your carport.
Even then. Oh, my goodness. All right. So let's talk about, let's go to the Enjoy magazine, of course. We've heard people call in about the store, and I know that we shop there, especially at Christmas time.
We had a great Christmas, and I just want to personally say thank you to all of the people of the North State who came in and decided to buy small, shop local, buy American made, because it was a banner year for our store.
It was amazing.
And it not only does it help us as an organization, but all of those producers that we carry, the 1,300 plus products we now have in our store. We got such incredible feedback from our producers and local artisans and vendors that they were just so thrilled. So thank you to the community for embracing Enjoy the Store and finding the magic and buying local. We can't say enough. And so here's to another good year. Here's to the hope, the store, we're looking at doing an expansion.
Good.
And bringing in more of those products.
Fabulous.
Yeah, there's a lot more out there. There's a lot more out there that could be just in the store. I mean,
we have people lined up trying to get in, but we don't have the space.
It's all year round. I know that we started it in October, really starting to think about Christmas, and 10 people deep. I mean, we were there at the end, and of course, Carl gave me my Christmas present. Of course, that was from handmade by a local artist. And
only you could wear that, baby.
And I love it. I wore it a lot. And Five Star Bank bought for a lot of their. Mm-hmm. We ended up getting an Enjoy basket from Five Star Bank. Yes. We ended up giving an Enjoy basket to Carl's sister and brother-in-law in Tennessee. But we got a lot of Hostess gifts as well, mm-hmm. that were just the little pie dishes
pie
and the
birds.
Pie things. And we've had the gal on that does the alpaca socks a mm-hmm. couple times. Fascinating people. And wore them while we were up in the mountains this weekend and think about, the story. Love to share the story with other people.
Mm-hmm. I got some for my dad, and he loves them.
Yeah. Well, now let's talk about what's going on. Do you want to go with the first? What is your favorite story, or what's happening this year?
Probably just, excuse me.
Just kind of go through.
Just to kind of go through it, yeah. Like we normally do.
Yeah.
So, happy January.
Happy January.
Happy New Year to everybody. And hopefully you're out getting your January issue of Enjoy Magazine. Love the cover, again. Just love the colors.
It's always
doesn't
fabulous.
She look like she's just enjoying herself?
She's happy. Yes. Well, this woman's got a groove on. She's just like, I am.
Who is that?
Just, yeah.
Her name's Brittany Martin.
Oh, beautiful.
Very, very beautiful girl.
She lives in Reading.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first article in here is near and dear to my heart because I've done it. I am an avid a motorcycle rider, late bloomer, always rode dirt bikes and quads and all those types of things, but not a lot of road riding.
Mm-hmm.
And so probably about, what was it, Rhonda, maybe 6 years ago?
Yeah, it was when we were at the Lake Boulevard. Uh-huh.
One of our designers had a motorcycle, Matt Briner, and I took his custom bike out and kind of tooled around in the parking lot. Ryan Schupert had done modifications. He also has art in our store. It's the art hearts and those beautiful big steel arts, our hearts.
Yes.
So his custom bike, and I fell in love. And so I went out and bought myself a motorcycle, and I just wanted to cruise. And before I got going, I said, I need to be responsible and do the basics. And so I found out about the Motorcycle Training Institute in Red Bluff.
Okay.
And I went and did the course, and it was brilliant, and it was worth every penny.
And he did it with his sister-in-law as well, right?
And my mother, and my 70-plus-year-old mother-in-law.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. So
go, girl.
Yeah. So it's a great organization. They the site owner, lead instructor, Harry Slater, operates it, and then he's got his riding coaches beneath him or with him, and they do a great partnership. And they are certified by the Motorcycle Safety Foundation and the California Motorcycle Safety Program. And anybody is eligible for their learner, if they have a learner's permit. They have to be 15 and a half, but you can go start that early. And it is a great opportunity to just kind of learn basics and common sense of road riding and understand the dynamics of motorcycles and the challenges that you can be faced in cornering and balance. And they put you through all these tests. So it's book work, because you need to learn the laws and those mm-hmm. types of things. But it's also, they have these little motorcycles out there that you train on, and they've got obstacle courses, and they talk about stopping and accelerating and, you know, falling and all that kind of stuff.
How long is the course?
You know, it probably says in here, I didn't read the whole thing, but I want to say it was 2 days.
2 days. It's okay. A 2-day course, yeah.
Yeah, well, there we go. I remember. Mm-hmm. I think it was during a weekend. It was like a Saturday, Sunday.
So that was
like
great.
That.
So you took this course with your 70-year-old mother-in-law, mm-hmm. and I just think, isn't that cool?
I have a question.
They ride Harleys. My mom's stepdad and my mom's mother, my mother-in-law and father-in-law, are part of the Hogs, and they do the big float in the parade each year. And
which was great. We met some other people that were working on it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great.
So they're avid.
Now, what do you ride?
I ride a Yamaha V-Star 1100.
I see. And when after you've had it parked for a while, is that there's usually a little, like a little mound of rice underneath it?
Oh. Ba-bum-bum. No.
We got to take a break.
It runs on sake.
Call in the Buck, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Shasta View and College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Fields Jewelers, family-owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high-quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, three generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back.
You know, our office has been closed for since the Friday before Christmas, so I haven't been in the office at all.
Well, that's not true because we were screaming for help here, and Rhonda confronted him with her granddaughter going, here, here.
You know what? You are such a sweetheart because you're
really
like,
good.
Hi, Linda. I go, how are you? Well, I'm fine besides the fact that my 3-year-old granddaughter just vomited in the back of the back
right.
But I'm still nice on the phone. I would be like, anyway.
This portion of the show is brought to you by... has nothing to do with vomit. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866. You know, granite spruces up your home or marble so much, and you think, oh, it's way too expensive. Give Mike a call because he's got something for every budget. You know, that kitchen, that bathroom, the outside, fire pits, you name it. Mike Huber at Estate Granite and Marble. Give him a call, 241-7866, 241-STONE. Make this year a year that, you know, I'm staying in my house, but let's make this year special. Or check out his website, estategranite.com.
Well, he's also a good friend of yours.
But it can tie into vomit because I'm really good friends with Mike. And I've seen Mike in tender moments. So,
hey, we're just coming up to
right.
New Year's.
It's a twin thing.
I mean, there might be somebody you knew over New Year's that partied down too much. And one of these taxi drivers probably had to have a bucket or two in the back of their
car. Well, as we were walking out from the restroom, there was somebody out behind the restroom New Year's Eve that was was talking to the mules.
You guys have an alleyway and we have an alleyway.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, my perspective on alleys has it's never been good, but boy.
Yeah.
Oh well,
yeah.
we've seen people had this wall with the water coming down the wall.
Mm-hmm.
That somebody got sick in. I thought that was extraordinary because it kept recirculating it.
That's gross. Okay, let's talk about the Enjoy.
And
we
I have
with
to mention that it's very cool that you guys finally, you know, this is something that I've wanted, especially since I'm now on the show with you and we have our own show, is that you have live video footage of what's going on in the studio.
Yeah.
Well,
and I think it's awesome because, you know, people should see me.
And not me.
Rhonda comes in, she says, what do you mean cameras?
Well, but what I wanted to know is that when you guys took a break, it drops. And I thought, thank God, what happens if you have to pick your nose or scratch your crotch or something?
That's when Linda usually turns around, puts her finger in my face and says, let me tell you something.
So anyway, how great. Okay, Rhonda.
Okay. No. Your turn, Rhonda.
Well, you know, one of the things that Carrie wrote a great story about Club Cougar, Foothill High School's annual event that they do, and there's
fabulous things.
Oh, it's really awesome.
We're going this year.
Are you? Yeah, that's great. And
it's
went.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's really amazing. And these high schools put on some amazing productions. Shasta just finished their big
Madrigal, which we were blown away.
Yeah.
That's not your first time that you went, is it?
And I just couldn't get over how spectacular it was. So I'm just going, okay.
So this Club Cougar is fantastic. I went a couple years ago, and there's over 100 students that participate in it. And they bust the tables, and they're waiters, and they put on a great big band show with dancing and singing. And so that's going to happen in February, but tickets are available starting in January. So that's one of the stories that we have in the January issue. You can read all about it. So another great story that we have is the canine unit, the Reading Police Department canine unit. And
that's a great
And there are great pictures on this unit. What page is that on?
That's on page 47.
Okay.
The dogs are so beautiful. But, you know, they're really costly. And
but they're worth
but
the,
they're,
they're
so
worth their weight in gold.
They're like paying, they're like actually another cop.
Yeah. Yep.
Sometimes probably better.
And can't talk back.
Right.
Right. So there's a whole story about
there's a story about them.
How many do we have up here?
There are now 5. They just got 2 new ones.
Wow.
So the dogs come from the Czech Republic and
I wonder why.
And they have to go through a lot of training and the officers speak
Check.
Check to them.
Wow. So they have commands to,
yeah,
that
their commands. That's wow. some of their commands. And
that's a great story.
Right. And the officers.
They train the dogs in a foreign language so that most people can't speak
right.
to them.
Right.
No, I'm just guessing.
Well, no.
But really, you know,
I mean,
that
makes
a lot
sense? Of sense, doesn't it?
So that yeah. somebody else can't give the dog a
that's
command.
That's a fascinating story. Right there in itself.
And you say, nice doggy. Bite you on the leg.
Yeah. Probably not. Most Americans don't speak Czech.
I don't think so.
But the dogs cost about $7,500 just for the dog, and then the $13,000 for training. And there's a girl that's been helping. She started, her and another police officer started the communities for police canines, and it's a nonprofit, and it helps raise money to keep these dogs even after their life as police dogs so that they can, you know, have a retire well with the families that they're with. But the officers take the dogs home with them.
Really?
They're part of their family.
So this is, oh my, I'd love to, that would not be fascinating to have somebody on that talks about.
What's so great about their training is, because we had a part where we raised money for them through Movies in the Park to raise money to help a dog through the, what do you call it, the Reading, which is the class you did.
We talked about this. Leadership Reading.
Leadership Reading, So, but they can be so warm, these dogs. And that's the training, is that they can work, and then they can
also be social. Home. They
They're
go home
really
with their
well,
own.
Let's take a break at this point. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, and Rick Santorum at the top of the polls leading up to tomorrow's Republican presidential caucuses in Iowa.
Romney leads most polls, but Ron Paul has a very deep organization and, by most accounts, may be able to actually pull off an upset win on this. But Rick Santorum, having picked up a number of evangelical conservative supporters and endorsements in recent days, has a groundswell of support. Now the question becomes exactly how many folks will show up for the caucuses undecided.
Fox's Carl Cameron in Des Moines. Mount Rainier National Park in Washington, a manhunt for a park ranger's killer with tourists now allowed out. Park spokesman Kevin Docker.
Our rangers were showing films in the movie theater up there, doing junior ranger programs for the kids, keeping the spirits up.
Benjamin Colton Barnes, a 24-year-old Iraq War veteran suspected of killing Ranger Margaret Anderson during a traffic stop. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Bring in the new year this month at Wind River Casino and escape your resolutions. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only place in town to escape your resolutions. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, January 31st, where you can drive off in your very own 2012 Ford Escape. For more information on Wind River's Escape Your Resolution Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2012 Ford Escape. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by. And even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Oh, what we talk about at the break. Currently 39 degrees in downtown here at the station. KCNR 1460, what, Carl?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just reading the chat hole. The
chat hole.
Pack.
Well,
it was
chat hole.
There was like there was somebody.
That's your pie
was,
hole. Too.
No, that's chat pack. Oh, there was something. Somebody had written that word, and I just was reading it at the same time I said it. Okay. Stop it. You know, it's you two. It's you two.
Yeah. It's James.
You two.
It's James.
In case you're just tuning in, James Mazzotta, Rhonda Ball, and we are talking about everything that's going on in the Enjoy magazine, the Enjoy store.
It's 8:35 in the morning on January the 2nd. We're having way too good a time, I know, that 2012. 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. People in the chat room are so wrong about what you're writing right there. And then and we're also going out live video on live stream. Just go to live stream, .com, Free Fire Radio. That's close enough, right? Okay, yeah, Bob's just giving up. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. They have a new guy there.
Oh, yeah?
Lonnie. They do. It's, so you've got DC Tim and the young man in black is there. Great haircuts. Take a step back in time. Great prices, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? It's a great place to go to. Our guest, as Linda said, James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine, and we're actually going to talk Enjoy this half hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all right. We just are glad to be here and have a good time.
Isn't it great? And happy New Year.
So great having you all here starting our year off with that, because the rest of the week's going to be pretty tense.
New Year's resolution for me and what inspired me is it's been kind of, one of those things that has bugged me about something that I could do to be better at, and that is my handwriting. And so,
I thought it was going to be something profound.
Well,
like rule the world. Or...
No, my abs. I want to have my abs and my butt be tighter. But let's the handwriting thing. I've always really have been, of your sorority sisters or friends. I've always had the worst handwriting. Mm. I have spaz hands. Always have, and it's gotten worse. But there was a time in my life I was just sharing this at the break, in my early 30s when I bought a fountain pen and really nice stationery. I really worked and I focused on it. It was good for a year, and then of course, I just sped up.
I'm
speedy and ADD that way. Well, you guys have a wonderful
article. It's a great article. Yeah, I really like it.
And it's well-written. So, Rhonda, share with us the article.
Well, the reason why we wrote this article is because January 23rd is National Handwriting Day. Did you know that?
No.
Wow. They have a day for everything.
There is.
This is just a really nice, well-written article about handwriting and about how, a lot of people have kind of lost that art because of computers and... It's kind of part of you. Your handwriting says a lot about yourself. So,
they actually have people that study people's writing, and they can tell a lot of personality traits by how your
character
letters
clues.
Are shaped.
You can
how you shape your F.
And things are not closed and open. Mm-hmm. Instead of completing a circle, there you leave a gap. They talk about I think it's very interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
Then my handwriting would say a lot about me, huh, Rhonda?
It's hurried. You know what?
Yeah, hurried.
And
yes.
That's, James is always, his mind is always racing.
Right.
So, and I think that it's true. I think that,
if it's a 10-letter word, I only use 6 letters.
Yeah.
One, because I don't know how to spell it. And two, I don't have time to write the whole word.
I understand that, because what will happen is that I will start a word with the second or the third vowel or consonant and then go, wait a minute, I have to go back and start the top of the word. That's weird, you know, because I'm already thinking.
You're thinking too fast. Yes, your brain thinks faster than your hand can write.
Yeah. And it's a good.
It's relaxing, I think. I love to sit. I'll sit and doodle and, you know, write my name or.
You know, it's also very interesting as well. I've had a lot of friends that have, and including myself, have traveled to Europe. And I don't know if it's Europeans. It's a much more focused or studied art, or if it's, you know, something that's taught in school or whatever. But Europeans have beautiful penmanship. I shouldn't say all of them, but, you know, in general, when I get letters from friends that are in Europe or my friends that have lived in Europe, when they write, they have a style. There is a style of writing that they do. It's cursive, but it's unique. It's different than our cursive in the way that it lays on the paper. It has much, it's more peaked.
Yes.
And stuff, and it's pretty.
Yeah, I'm curious if the penmanship is part of the curriculum.
I don't know. It was when I was in fourth grade. We got a cartridge pen. That's what we called them, and that's when we started cursive.
A cartridge pen. Did Remember that go those? Alongside your 8-track?
No, 8-tracks came after.
Okay, so that's one of the articles that you're going to want to pour over.
Well, I'm going to check in on you throughout the year and see how that's going for you.
Okay, you can write me a note every day if you want.
Oh boy. Okay.
Well, you know what? I love this woman more than I've ever loved anything or anyone in my life. But her handwriting. At times, when she has printed out something for me, I'll just look at it, and I'll go back to her, and I'll go, "Okay, I'm not exactly sure if I'm heading to the holiday, if I'm heading to holiday, or you just told me to go to hell, or both." You know?
Yeah. Nice.
And people will get cards from us and thank us and say, "What exactly does she mean?"
Oh no,
we got to take a break. We got to take a break.
All right, come back. We can talk about some more of really some great articles happening in the Enjoy January issue. This is Casey. In our 1460.
Yeah. Can you handle the truth? Are you tired of the mainstream media spin? Do you believe that the economy is recovering? Are you prepared for the economic collapse that's coming? Are you prepared for hyperinflation? Do you think the government will solve your problems? Do you care about your children's future? Are you self-reliant? Will you fight for your freedom? Want solutions? Want the truth? Tune in to 1460 Sovereign Minds Radio now at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings, where we always handle the truth.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, walking on sunshine. It's 2012. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. What can I say? Jeff Wurst is an honest and
he's a neat guy.
Is he a neat guy?
He's really a neat
with
guy.
Integrity. We brought our Jeep in there that had a cut. Jeff Wurst from Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
They had a
crack in the windshield, and he could have repaired it, but he told Linda, he says, it's going to be in your vision. He says, you're not going to be able to say it's going to be safe, but you need to know this. Instead of just doing it and charging for it, this is the kind of guy Jeff Wurst is.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say enough about him.
I need Jeff because I just drove to L.A. The traffic was murderous.
Oh, my gosh.
We took us almost 13 hours to get there because of bumper-to-bumper traffic on I-5.
Oh, my gosh.
And it took us 12 and a half hours to get back because of an accident, a rollover on the Grapevine.
Oh.
And we went down and back, but we only stayed a day and a half. So it was like 24 hours of driving for 24 hours of visit time. But along the way, I got two rocks in the windshield.
Go down and see Jeff.
Go down and see Jeff. Yeah.
He's down there. Give him a call, 241-8373.
And he's still on Market, right?
And he's at 3208 South Market Street. I can't say enough about him. He's an honest guy. And you know what? In today's climate, when you meet good guys and women that are honest.
He's a hard worker.
And hardworking. You do nothing but just cheer for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy the magazine.
Well, we cheer for you, and we're so proud
because
to always
same thing
you
about you all. You work hard. You put out a great product. What can you say?
We always have you on the first of the, first Monday of the month.
Yep.
Right after the launch.
Exactly.
So here's the January issue, and we've been talking with you guys about, the riding and the canine and some other. Okay, now let's go into the Mount Shasta shout-out there.
Okay. Well, it's on page 53, and it's called the article is called Distinctive Designs, and it's Mount Shasta's Alpine Originals, and it's a beautiful store in Mount Shasta, and it's close to my heart because it is very similar in its beliefs as our store here in Reading, Enjoy the Store, and it's owned by Deborah Punt and her daughter Carly, and they have a store that is filled with beautiful artisan products that are from Siskiyou County. I have not been in the store personally, but I have had friends that have gone there and said that it's fantastic. And like you said when we were on break, you actually have some friends that have bought a home up there and have talked about going in there and like to shop in there as well. So, if you're going to do a day trip up to Mount Shasta, even to the ski park or go to McLeod, to the mercantiles or candy stores, because there's so much up there. We love to go up there. This would be a great place to stop in and check out the wares of all these artisans and, producers from that area as well.
Fabulous. I mean, you've got great pictures again, who wrote the column on this one?
Gary Vandewalker, who is in Mount Shasta. He lives in Mount Shasta, cool. And the photographer also lives in Mount Shasta as well.
That's one of the things in the magazine that we've also tried to do is really, if we're going to do articles about a certain area, is actually have writers from that area.
And you do you go into 13 counties?
12
counties,
mm-hmm.
Which is just wonderful because you guys, obviously, you've always given us food for thought. Like, we got to try that. I'd love to meet that person.
And that's what we want with the magazine. We really want you to pick it up and use it as a way to entertain yourself and to, excuse me, my coffee's talking back, and to you know, get out and explore Northern California. I mean, take the time, take an issue, mark a couple pages and say, hey, over the next month, this Saturday, we're going to go try this, or we're going to go do this, or we're going to go see this. Experience it, you know.
And you don't have to, like I said, spend 13 hours. You were visiting family.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, there's so much beautiful scenery and so many wonderful stores
within
and outlets.
45 minutes to an hour and 45 minutes. I mean, really, you're in some of the most beautiful country on the planet.
Okay, what else do we have?
Well, I don't know where Rhonda went.
Well, I love this one article about vintage clothing,
well,
of course, because I'm a freak about that. I love it.
I've got that earmarked simply because I love it. Of course, I'm not into vintage clothing myself personally, but
I couldn't tell by what you're wearing today.
Well, we did the Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
That was all
I love
vintage,
women in vintage clothes.
I can swear those shorts came from like 1950.
I'm sure. Probably did. I probably owned
the
them
style,
that
style, maybe.
Yeah. But vintage clothes are, I think, they stand the test of time. I don't care.
The pillbox hat.
When you look at the red carpet and somebody has vintage, you know, Oscar de la Renta or, you know, whatever. I mean, there's a breath to it, you know, that is just classic and timeless. And so this is a great article that was written by Kimberly Bonet, who used to be Kimberly Nicole.
Yeah.
And had her shop downtown.
Another beautiful resident.
No, she closed it and became a mother.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
They have a new son.
Oh, and they were recently married, and he's a wonderful piano player.
Oh, yeah.
But so that was a darling shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she now does writes for the magazine.
Okay, wonderful. We're talking about the vintage clothing one.
Yeah. And why I really also like this is there on the second page of the article, the photography is done by Brent Van Auken. There's a couple of shots of the couple kids that are engaged and we're going to be married that Brent shot. But he shot this on our ranch.
Oh, you have road?
We do near the ranch.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, it's
so
not
that's
right.
That's their engagement pictures?
These were
darling.
These were their, I guess they would call them engagement or pre-engagement pictures.
Yeah.
These were sent out to announce that they had become engaged.
Oh, that's adorable.
And these are just two shots, but you can see how beautiful they are.
Well, and he's so creative anyway.
They were lovely, lovely kids.
Yeah.
Look at Carl.
No, I am. I'm a collector of vintage clothing.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah. Years through, performing in clubs and all like that. And I had my grandmother's hat. She used to make hats and gloves and purses. And
love
that stuff.
Every issue, and we got to take a quick break here, but every issue. I mean, it's hard to, we say this every month. And so but every issue is better.
Aww.
I mean, it just seems, you know, it's more interesting. The whole thing is just better. Got to take a break. Our guest, Enjoy Magazine, James Masada, Rhonda Ball. It's such a great way to start the year off.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
Estate granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite & Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
The cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco & Brew?
Tobacco & Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco & Brew It is on sale this month.
It's time for the Toast Across America cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I'm going to beat that drum. That's not our regular music, but that's okay for today. That's okay for today. No, Bad okay. Bob, you know what? It's the first day back. Everybody's having a great day today. We're having a happy day. Yeah, I know. We're at the and Bob's lost 40 minutes. We're happy here. So, hey, you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by one of our favorite groups of people, Back on Brew. Joe and Shelley, another couple of honesty and integrity, 3 decades in the business. Espresso Joe's with great coffee, great prices, take care of the people, discounts for veterans. Gifts there. They are just nice people. We can't say enough about them again. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, our guest, James Masada, Rhonda Ball, and we're talking Enjoy Magazine. And which one is this? It looks pretty.
This is a profile. Cool. Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you have coming up here?
Well, Rhonda was going to speak, and unfortunately, Rhonda caught a horrible, nasty cold over the holidays, and she's out in the hallway coughing.
You can't cough and do radio.
I know. It's hard, poor thing. I was laughing at her. She looked like she was going to throw up trying to hold the cough in.
Okay.
Vomit.
All right. Tony Adams, let's talk about.
So this is our What's in Store feature this month, and as you know, with the store, we always do some type of a feature. We write about each month one of our producers or providers, and this month is author based. He is a writer of poetry, and so I have picked up the book briefly and thumbed through it. Poetry is I don't know. It's an art form, and it's very subjective.
It definitely is.
You write and how you write. I find poetry and just writing in general amazing how people's minds think. And their ability to, you know, you'll hear somebody write something about and then go, "My God, you know, how did they create that? I mean, how did their mind work to actually pull those words together?" And they were words that don't necessarily even seem like something you'd put together, and yet it totally makes sense, you know?
Absolutely, and that's the beauty of this spirit. It's like songwriting. How did you do that?
It's like any artist, a painter, a poet, mm-hmm. a singer. It's like, where does this come from?
Yeah, absolutely. So Tony is by trade a General Electric, or worked for General Electric, and he was in a degree in industrial technologies. And this is something that he decided to do later in life, is write poetry. And so he has this great little book that's called When One Poem Isn't Enough. And it is just a book of poems that he's written. And they kind of run the gamut. I don't know that there's specifically one genre. It's kind of just a little bit off the wall, and it's common sense things, like life things that he's worked into poetry.
So. And so you can, that's the good thing, is that you have probably a handful of maybe 10 different books that you have that are from local authors?
Oh, no, now we have probably about 15 or 20.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And
so,
a lot of we've got a lot of children's books that have just recently come in.
And CDs.
Oh, lots of CDs. We have about 20 CDs from local artists. So, you know, and this is one area that we can accept people right now is in the book and music categories.
Okay.
Just because, you know, they're small enough that we actually can create room for them. So if you're out there and you're a local musician or singer and you've got a CD that's out, and we picked up like 4 new CDs during the holiday season. Which
wow.
Was
well, we had Stephanie Foose up at Ensamos, and that was great. I think she had a whole new crowd that just fell in love with her and Bernie and her music. So I know
She's
that
excellent.
The Ensamos invited them to come back out again. We have a couple minutes left. Why don't you give us a synopsis of what's going on or a future. What's the word I'm trying to say here? Just give us an outlook of what's happening next year.
Well, you know, unfortunately, that really would be Rhonda's area since she's the managing editor and I'm a floater. So, but I'm a floater.
You're not a floater.
I fill in all the gaps. Expect Enjoy to continue this year to bring the incredible stories. Look for expansions and broader territories. Writing about Northern California, reaching out to our northern neighbors, coastal neighbors, state line neighbors, those types of things in those top 12 counties. Potentially to look for, some fun new things to show up inside Enjoy Magazine.
All right.
This
well,
year.
We are always
great.
Given the whole story.
Okay, but next month we'll be able to talk about it even more.
Yeah,
than
we're so happy to have you here, James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball, all talking about the Enjoy. You do so many things for our community as well.
That's right.
Enjoy the store and Enjoy Magazine and in-house
with marketing.
Enjoy.
Yep.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Tomorrow, Jim Nielsen, Assemblyman Nielsen, will be on our show. And Wednesday will be Senator Doug LaMalfa. Thursday is Shasta Startup, our new show. We're going to have some of the guests on talk about that and for their show starting Friday.
I love both those
And
guys.
On Friday, we're talking with a retired prison management.
Whoa.
And wait till you hear the stories he's got. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand.